This is a dictation for Timothy Satterfield, Timothy Satterfield, date of service is 9/3/2014. The patient is here subsequent to an automobile accident that happened on 6/22/2024, where he was a pedestrian and was hit in a parking lot. The impact caused him a fracture of the tibial plateau on the right leg and fracture of the tibia upper part, which was all operated by open reduction internal fixation with various screws and plates. The patient has recovered well. He has been able to walk without crutches on the cane. And he reports some dizziness, but he missed a step and he fell down on his operated knee, making a small contusion and a laceration, but nothing big deal. He did not go to the hospital. It was not bleeding. Currently, he's walking on a quad cane, and he reports of feeling a screw inside the leg at the bone, but he will go to the orthopedic surgeon to get it checked out. He had an appointment last week, and he did not mention this problem to them. Now his next appointment is on 9/30/2024. He also is complaining of some pain in the right sacroiliac joint or tailbone area, and he is unable to sleep more than 4 hours. His mood is off. Pain in the lower back is more towards the right side, where the SI joint is located. Overall pain is between 8 and 9. 80% pain is relieved, and kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review, for additional issues, and substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. The physical examination is 153/93, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit, dated August 20, 2024, dictation number 0901-017. Please mention that the right sacroiliac joint in musculoskeletal examination is found more tender than the left, and there is a positive Faber test and Gonsolin test on the right side, and negative standing flexion test and other testing. It's possible that the right sacroiliac joint is now involved. Okay. There is no radiation of pain to the buttocks or legs. Patient is not reporting any pain in the neck or the upper back at this time. His musculature examination is negative. Neurological examination is negative. Plan is to continue the same treatment, including Percocet 7.5/325, one pill a day for 15 days. Patient will be seen in 15 days, an MRI of the lumbar spine, and an MRI of right hip and right knee is also ordered, as he is complaining of pain in the right tail area as well as right hip area. A neurotrauma assessment is ordered also, and the patient has been provided with neck brace, back brace, tense unit, wheelchair, hospital bed, commode, bedside, cold compression. Also, medications are provided with Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Protonix 20 mg twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, and Furoset PRN 50 tablets. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril is 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix is for stomach protection. Elavil 50 mg at night is for GAD disorder and pain relief. Lyrica is for pain relief, and Furoset is for headache relief. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be seen in 15 days after these MRIs are done. He apparently is walking reasonably well without limping. Thank you.